This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Next question. I wanted to marry a girl, but her dad said no, but both me and her want to get married. What should we do?
Sheikh, was that you? طيب. There's a number of aspects. Guys, calm down. There's a number of aspects to take into consideration, guys, here. I think it's very, very important that we are balanced and we're not left-wing or right-wing on this issue. First and foremost, we have to understand, why is he saying no? Is there anyone here that knows the reason why? Before I move on answering this question. Anyone have an idea?
Let's say he's not rich.
Huh?
Maybe he's not rich.
Well, you don't ask that. طيب على كل حال guys. First, you have to inquire why he's saying no. Sometimes he may have a valid reason, right? He doesn't have a problem with you marrying. It's just these guys have a reputation. I'll give you guys something, right? And I hope it doesn't get me into trouble. Sometimes you find some brothers coming from the Gulf area. Right? Gulf is a bit more. Huh? We're not singling any country out, but they come from the Gulf area to these lands here. They're studying at university, sahih? While he's here, because of 4 years, man, with the fitna and everything, let me just, pick out a sister, marry her, and then as soon as I'm done with my university, he dumps her. Sahih? Does it happen? Without a shadow of a doubt. Okay? He wants to enjoy himself while he's there. He's got money. Huh? He's got the petrol dollars, riyals, whatever else, dinars. And he wants to keep himself chaste while he's here. Doesn't want to fall into haram, so he said, you know what, I'm going to get married. But he knows that his tribe back home is not going to allow him to marry an ajnabi, a foreigner. So before he leaves, he just leaves her and then goes back and marries someone from his tribe. So when a father now, right, is telling you, listen, take this into consideration, I'm not comfortable with it, he has some valid grounds. Agreed? Not every time that a parent says no, it's always him just being stubborn or unmindful of the situation. I think that's valid reasons as to why he's actually, preventing this from taking place. He's looking out for you, my sister. So bear that in mind. And it happened. Well, it still happens. I've been to a lot of places. I've been to Ireland. I've been to Scotland. I've traveled the UK. Sisters have complained to me. Unfortunately, it's a situation that we have to be. Even, I know in places like Morocco. Anyone here from Morocco? Anyone here from Morocco? That some of these brothers, and I'm not saying all of them. Let me just make this very clear. We can't generalize. They have a reputation over there. That they'll come, well, some of these guys will come, they'll marry their daughters and then dump them, khalas. Couple of weeks, he's gone. So now the father is just there looking out for his daughter. Does that make sense? That's the first scenario. Second scenario. He's saying no based on trivial issues or reasonings, right? That has absolutely no basis in the Sharia. Oh, like they might be from the same country, but a different tribe. I don't like this tribe. They did this to me 50 years ago back home. And now I'm going to not allow you to get married. Does it happen? Yes, it does. Right? I advise you, my sister, first and foremost, to be very patient with your father. Right? To make a lot of dua. If you can't have that conversation with him, look for someone that he respects, that can maybe have that conversation with him, maybe go through your mother or his brother, and so on and so forth. Try to convince him. Remember how patient our parents were with us when we were young. Sahih? Weren't we rebels? How many things would we do that was displeasing to our parents, but they were very patient with us, never kicked us out. So I don't think it's right now to just throw in the towel. Be patient, make a lot of dua. I honestly believe with one dua that you make in the last third of the night. The hearts can change. The Messenger of Allah said, إِنَّ الْقُلُوبَ بَيْنُ أُصْبُعَيْنِ مِنْ أَصَابِعِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The hearts are between the fingers of Allah. إِنْ شَاءً يُقِيمَهُ أَقَامَهُ وَإِنْ شَاءً يُزِيغَهُ أَزَاغَهُ. Allah can change the hearts very, very quickly. Remember that. Right? However, guys, if he's just being stubborn, right? He's not fulfilling his responsibility as a guardian, right? I just don't want to say yes, right? He's not being understanding at all. There is a step that you could take that is within the Sharia guidelines. And Allah Azza wa Jal tells him, right? فَلَا تَعْضُلُوهُنَّ. Right? فَلَا تَعْضُلُوهُنَّ. Do not prevent them from getting married. Don't do what? عَضَلَ of them. Which means to just خلاص, يعني you dislocate her from getting married. If he's still being stubborn after you've tried and been patient, you can go to a Sharia court. Right? And if there isn't one, the Imam of a masjid or an institution, they have a system in place where they will eventually strip him off his wilayah, his guardianship. Does that make sense, guys? No. It's this issue of wilayah, guys, the guardianship, you can't just strip him off. Sometimes girls, wallahi, they just say, oh, he doesn't follow the sunnah. Oh, you know what? Let me strip him off. Like, it doesn't work like that. Doesn't work like that, guys. I remember there was this case where the sister was saying, oh, my dad's an ikhwani. You guys know what Ikhwan is? Part of the political group called Ikhwan al-Muslimun. So we asked the why. Oh, he watches Al Jazeera all day. Fear Allah, my sister. Fear Allah. Right? The issue of wilaya is not a light matter. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَيُّمَ امْرَأَةٍ نَكَحَتْ بِغَيْرِ إِذْنِ وَلِيهَا فَنِكَحُهَا بَاطِلٍ. Any woman that gets married without the permission of a wali, then the nikah is batil, فَنِكَحَ بَاطِلْ فَنِكَحَ بَاطِلْ. He said three times. Her nikah is invalid. It's like you're doing zina with him. If you decide to go ahead with that, you need his permission. Also, he said, "Salawatu Rabbi wa salamu alayhi la nikah illa bi waliin wa shahidi adil." There's no valid nikah except with the permission of the wali. Does that make sense? By the way, this is the position of the majority of the scholars. I know the Hanafi madhab has a different position, but the three madhabs, they say that she must have a wali, and you can see the evidences are pretty strong as well. I've really looked into the matter, and there's a reason why the majority of the scholars, they took that view. And we have a lot of respect for our Imam, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhi. And I don't allow anyone to disrespect him. So that's my advice. I had to elaborate on that. Very common question all the time that I get. I went to Ireland, huh? And this was one of the most common questions. Remember, were you with me? You were there, right? T dot was there. Huh? His name is Tariq. Ah, تفضل شيخ.